welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. On a Wednesday, this is a Stewardship Wednesday. We talk livestock stewardship, soil stewardship, cover crops, and all our Stewardship Wednesday broadcasts brought to you by Agassiz Seed and Supply. And today, we're back to the topic of soil stewardship and really getting down to the nitty-gritty, the soil agribiome. And North Dakota State University has a new research faculty member, Sam Banerjee. Hello, Sam.
Hi, Mick. How are you?
I'm real good. How long you been a North Dakotan?
Well, I joined last year in September, so yeah, it's been 6 or 7 months so far.
All right. Well, and it kind of looks like you moved south for the winter.
So yeah, I mean, I moved here from Switzerland, and but I did my PhD in Canada, so yeah, moved a little bit south. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. A lot of North Dakotans go south for the winter, and I guess you came south from Switzerland via Calgary, so pretty.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kate, microbiome. Tell us exactly what you get into when it comes to the. Because I think a lot of people who are involved in or want to increase their crop productivity know that there's biology in the soil that's going down there, even in the winter. So let's talk a little bit about what you do and what you're trying to promote and forward.
Yeah, so Mick, as you said, that you know I was hired part of the AgriBiome Initiative. So the goal of the AgriBiome Initiative to understand the soil microbial pattern. Now, the reason we need to understand microbial patterns, just to put it in a context, our human body has 10 times more microbial cells than our own cells. And that speaks volume, because there is a reason why the microbes have chosen us, not the other way around, but why the microbes have chosen us, because we, they are playing a lot of important functions that we are slowly getting to know. In the same way, for soil and plants, microbes are playing some important roles. You know, for example, nutrient cycling, aggregate stabilization, carbon stability. There are a lot of important functions that microbes are playing. So the part of the AgriBiome Initiative, we want to ask the question that what are the soil microbial patterns, in different farming systems across North Dakota, and then link those soil microbial patterns to soil health and soil functioning.
This sounds like a pretty massive research project. Are you going to get farmers involved?
Yes. We are hoping to have at least 200 or even more fields across North Dakota. So our goal is to have samples or to have fields in every single county across all these 53 counties in North Dakota, so that we truly represent the agricultural systems in North Dakota. So yes, we are trying to reach out to as many producers, as many extension specialists as possible.
So you're looking for all soil types, all management practices, all tillage practices, even some grasslands and pasturelands in addition to cropland?
Right. So at the moment, we are mostly focusing, we are primarily focusing on conventional management, but we would like to include some organic fields and some grasslands, some pastures, basically, just to compare. But predominantly, it's going to be on conventional system. And to have the all representative soil types of North Dakota, we are not selecting any particular soil type. We are trying to we're going to be sampling across different soil types, and then across different tillage practices. So no till, minimum till, conventional till, and so on. And our current crop, 2020 crop that we are going to sample is going to be spring wheat.
All right.
So, we're going to be sampling in wheat fields, specifically spring wheat. This is because we already have so many variations. We would like to include corn and soybean and canola and so on. But because, we already have a lot of variation already. So for this year, we have chosen to stick to spring wheat, and then maybe in subsequent years we can look at some of the other crops.
Okay, so you're looking for some spring wheat growers all across North Dakota. What's the easiest way for people? Now, obviously, this isn't going to cost anybody anything. You're just asking to make one of their fields a research project. So how do you make producers comfortable at getting involved in your research project, Sam?
Right. So just to tell the producers that I have, I have done similar projects. I led a farming network study in Switzerland, in Australia, and I would like to have a little bit of experience. And my goal, and this is something that I would like to always maintain, that when I reach the producers, I want to tell them that it's going to be it's not going to be any disruption, any very very little disruption. So basically, we're going to be collecting top soil samples, and we are going to be using our own resources and personnel. So our team will go and collect the soil samples and bring them back, and then we are going to be processing the samples in our lab. So without any cost, so the farmers will not have to pay for any of the analysis. But the farmers and the producers, they will get comprehensive soil characterization. So basically, we are going to be we're going to be looking at a lot of soil health parameters and other soil properties, and we're going to create producer-specific report for individual field, and we're going to give that to the producers so that they have something in return. And I would also like to tell the producers that it's going to be, we are going to maintain confidentiality. So all the information will be treated confidentially. So, any identity related, the location of farms and fields or any other identity information will not be revealed, not in publication, never. So we are going to be, giving the producers a comprehensive report of their soil health and soil characteristics of that field. And we are not going to reveal any information. So all the information will be treated confidentially.
Excellent. All right. Well, Sam, how do producers, obviously everybody wants to increase the biology and the microbiome in their soil, and maybe in future years, increase productivity and profits. So how do they get involved, and how do they get a hold of you?
Right. My full name is Samiran Banerjee. You can, I'm a faculty member in the microbiology department. And so you can see me there, or my email address is samiran.banerjee@ndsu.edu. That is samiran.banerjee@ndsu.edu. And my cell phone number is 701-936-5000. And I would also like to, my research specialist, Tim Anderson, is also, is creating a database of all the farmers who are willing to cooperate and collaborate on this project. And her number is 240-298-2164. So my number is 701-936-5000, and her number is 240-298-2164. So you have these numbers if you would like to, cooperate on this project, and would be very happy to, to increase the number of fields and to do this study.
Gotcha. Alrighty. Sam Banerjee, NDSU soil microbiologist, part of the soil health team now and faculty. And again, your email, samiran.banerjee, it's banerjee@ndsu.edu. Sam, give us a little 101 on soil microbiome. What are we looking for, and what do you hope to increase?
Right. Just to put it in the context, why this study is important for North Dakota, and then I'm going to, come to the soil microbe question. In North Dakota has a very rich soil research history, because there are so many researchers here in the soil science department and the plant science department. They have done a lot of research on soil health, soil biogeochemistry, and soil ecology. So we have a decent understanding of in terms of soil health and what's going on in terms of soil chemistry and so on. But there has not been a study that had comprehensively looked at the microbiome part in depth. So that's why this study is important, because for the first time, we are going to be looking at soil and plant microbiome, but that too at a statewide, in a statewide survey kind of study. So it's going to be very like a regional scale study that we create a baseline information, like a database that later on producers and other researchers can go back to and develop later. So that's why this study is important, because we don't know soil microbial pattern in North Dakota yet. That's why this study is important.
For sure. All right. Sam Banerjee, NDSU microbiologist, doing a microbiome study, hopes to get it across North Dakota. Boy, that's going to be the biggest laboratory ever. But everybody in the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, should benefit from this. So, Sam Banerjee, thank you very much for the visit. Great to meet you. I'm glad you're here. You're going to contribute a lot. I know Abby Wick is real excited to work with you. And we've got a lot of other great soil professionals here. And you're adding to the mix greatly. So, again, thank you very much, Sam.
Thank you, Nate.
And that's our Stewardship Wednesday for today, brought to you by Agassiz Seed and Supply.